This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has attributed the success of Operation Sindoor to the power of cutting-edge technology and Make in India initiative in defence production. Addressing a gathering in Bengaluru, Mr. Modi said the entire world has witnessed the new face of New India as the country's armed forces destroyed terrorist hideouts deep across the border and compelled Pakistan to retreat within hours.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में भारतीय सेनाओं की सफलता सीमा पार कई किलोमीटर भीतर आतंकवादी ठिकानों को नेस्त नाबूद करने की ताकत और आतंकवादियों के बचाव में उतरे पाकिस्तान को कुछ ही घंटों में घुटनों पर लाने की हमारी क्षमता पूरी दुनिया ने नए भारत के इस स्वरूप के दर्शन किए हैं.
Calling for greater self-reliance in technology, Prime Minister stressed for zero defect, zero effect manufacturing standards.
जो emerging fields है, हमें उनमें भी lead लेने के लिए काम करना होगा. हमें Make in India में, manufacturing sector में भी Bengaluru और कर्नाटका की presence को और मजबूत करना. और मेरा आग्रह है, हमारे products zero effect के standard पर top quality के होने चाहिए. यानी बिना defect वाले product हो और उन्हें बनाने का negative effect पर्यावरण पर भी न पड़े.
Mr. Modi said Bengaluru has placed India on the global IT map and now it must lead in emerging technologies and manufacturing to fulfill the vision of Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister called the city a symbol of New India's rise, blending philosophical heritage with technological prowess. His remarks came after inaugurating the yellow line of the Bengaluru Metro worth around 7,160 crore rupees and laying the foundation stone for phase 3 of the project worth over 15,610 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 3 Vande Bharat Express trains, Bengaluru to Belagavi, Amritsar to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra and Nagpur Ajni to Pune, promising faster travel and enhanced connectivity. Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate 184 newly constructed Type 7 multi-storey flats for Members of Parliament, MPs, at Baba Kadak Singh Marg in New Delhi today. On this occasion, Prime Minister will also plant a Sindoor sapling at the residential premises. He will also interact with Shramjeevis and address the gathering. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will distribute crop insurance claims worth over 3,200 crore rupees to more than 30 lakh farmers during an event in Junjunu, Rajasthan today. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare said that the claim payments will be digitally transferred to bank accounts of farmers through Direct Benefit Transfer, DBT. The Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of Karnataka, has issued notice to Congress leader Rahul Gandhi seeking documents to back his allegations of voter fraud during the 2024 Lok Sabha elections. Mr. Gandhi has been asked to provide evidence on which he based his claim that a voter named Shakun Rani or anyone else voted twice. Issued by Karnataka CEO V. Anbukumar yesterday, the notice said that a preliminary inquiry by the CEO's office found that Shakun Rani had cast her vote only once. The notice further said that the preliminary inquiry conducted by the CEO office also reveals that the tick mark document shown by Mr. Gandhi in his presentation is not a document issued by the polling officer. India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh during the next 7 days. IMD has also issued orange colour warning in these states for today. The weather agency further predicted very heavy rainfall at isolated places over West Bengal and Sikkim today. In boxing, young India women pugilists Nisha and Muskan showcased their impressive skills by winning gold medals, while five others bagged silver in the under-19 Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok yesterday. In the 54-kilogram category, Nisha impressed with a 4-1 win over China's Siriu Yang, while in the 57-kilogram category, Muskan edged out Kazakhstan's Ayazan Ermek. And that is the end of this news bulletin.